Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about Stadia over the last couple of years here in Sydney, hasn't there? And of course, there is a competition which is open to designers, to architects, to design the rebuild of the Allianz Stadium, the one in Moore Park. But there has been an interesting contribution to this whole conversation, and it's to do with a new stadium in Sydney, not at Moore Park, but instead at Central Station.
Well, you know, good architects don't obey the rules, do they?
Well, obviously not. Bates Smart is the architecture firm that has put forward this plan. They've proposed it to the state government. Philip Vivian is the director with Bates Smart Architects and joins us this morning. Hello, Philip.
Hello, Robbie. How are you?
Good. Okay, tell us about the plan. Lay it to us.
Robbie, obviously we're all aware of the controversy with the idea of demolishing Allianz Stadium and rebuilding it. And I think that was largely a sense that there was a wasteful government fund to demolish something and rebuild it without any other tangible public benefit. So we were thinking about what is it that makes stadiums amazing in this day and age? And it's the idea of really embedding a stadium in a city where it becomes an urban spectacle. And we came up with the idea of putting the stadium over Central Rail Yard, which is one of the most transport-connected nodes in the whole state, and it would also capitalise on the government's investment in the metro line, which runs through Central, and the light rail line. We tested that idea to see if the stadium would fit over that Central Rail Yards area, and we also tested it with some engineers, with ARIP as an engineering group, to see if it was feasible, and it was completely feasible. So we came up with this idea of putting the stadium over Central Rail Yards, where it's highly accessible by public transport, and would act as a generator to create the whole regeneration of the Central Rail Yards area and indeed connect Chippendale and Surry Hills. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like a great idea.
You say you were inspired by the Colosseum, Philip. In what way?
Well, Wendy, the Colosseum in Rome is a stadium of sorts that was embedded in the fabric of the city. It was really quite a central piece of infrastructure where all the citizens of Rome gathered right in the middle of their city. So it was really one of the first stadiums that had that idea of public spectacle right in the middle of the city. And we looked at where stadiums are in Moore Park, and it's very much on the edge of the city. And it doesn't capture that energy of a city. It was really their stadiums designed to be accessed by the automobile. And as we're all familiar, there's massive traffic problems whenever there's an event held. All of the park space around the stadiums are converted to car parks. And it's just not that idea that people can filter out of a stadium and into the city. So those stadiums in Moore Park aren't capturing what I'd call the flow-on benefits or the multiplier effect of hosting major events, where people want to go out for a meal or a drink before an event, they then want to go to the event, and they then want to go out afterwards.
Okay. This all sounds particularly, it sounds great. I know that you've thrown this towards the state government and they have been fairly tepid in their response, but I'd love you to sell it to our listeners this morning. Describe where it is at Central. You've obviously got a historic site with a beautiful old sandstone there at Central, and some people will be going, hang on a sec, that's going to look ridiculous. Just describe where it goes, how it looks. Paint the picture for us, Philip.
Right. It sits right in the widest part of the Central Rail Yards. It sits behind the historic Central Railway Station, so it doesn't demolish any heritage buildings. It more or less sits over the Devonshire Tunnel, which connects Surry Hills to Chippendale at the moment. And it would effectively connect to all of those forms of public transport. So you'd have the suburban rail yards very close. You'd have Metro just to the north of it. You'd have the bus station at Central Railway to the west, and you'd have the light rail to the east. So it's surrounded by public transport, and it would leave some area surrounding the stadium and to the south for the development of a commercial development, be that a technology precinct that the government announced last month or other forms of development.
And what would happen to the old stadium then?
So I think there's fantastic benefits for Allianz Stadium in that it could keep operating for the 2 or 3 years that it took to build a stadium mm-hmm. over Central Rail Yard, so there'd be no downtime in hosting major events. And then when the new one is up and running at Central Station, you can demolish Allianz Stadium, and our thought is return it to park. Mm. And we came up with the saying, more park for more park.
All right, Philip Vivian is with us this morning. He's the director with Bates Smart Architects. And, yeah, they're thrown a bit of a curveball when it comes to the redesign of the Moore Park Stadium. They're saying don't build it there, build it just next to Central at the rail yards there. Of course, look, this all may work. You've got the architectural plan, you've got the engineering okay to do this. I guess the third and, let's face it, the most critical aspect to any big infrastructure plan here in Sydney, and that is the politics. You know that you would be up against the SCG Trust with this one, Philip.
Yes, Robbie, look, we do. And look, I'm not in the political sphere. We simply came up with an idea that we thought was a great idea. Initially, we wanted to help the government because the government was under a lot of attack. And we initially approached Lucy Turnbull through the Greater Sydney Commission with an eye that she might help us get to the Premier. That was turned down. We then spent some time where we sent it direct to the Premier's department, and that didn't go anywhere. So we thought, look, it's a good idea. Let's go public with it.
Right.
And that's what we've done. And I don't know if it will have any political effect.
It doesn't hurt to dream, does it, Philip?
So that's correct.
Good on you. Well, thank you very much for bringing this concept to us. Have you visited the Even Greater Sydney Commission? Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't.
Well, H.G. Nelson and James Valentine are your men, so we'll put you in touch.
Great.
Good on you, Philip. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Okay.
See you
Thanks,
later.
Thanks, Robbie.
See you later. Bye-bye.
There is Philip Vivian, director with Bates Smart Architects. The application.
Like it.
I like it too, actually.
That's great. Why can't we be a bit lateral? Yeah. Well, vertical.
Well, that's right. Okay, what do you think? Anyway, 1300 222 702 with as the applications, the proposals. The design competition for the rebuild of Moore mm-hmm. Park is underway. Why not move it?
Yep.
What do you reckon?
And if you want to have a look at what it would look like, they've done a bit of a mock-up there on the front page of The Guardian. So jump online and have a look.
Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast.